Good morning, 719. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. As protesters took to the streets to denounce police brutality over the weekend, many in the sports world took to social media. Former NBA star and Hornets owner Michael Jordan issued a statement yesterday saying he's, quote, deeply saddened, truly pained, and plain angry, end quote, following the death of George Floyd, adding, quote, I stand with those who are calling out the ingrained racism and violence toward people of color in our country. We have had enough, end quote. Mets star Pete Alonso also chimed in, posting on Instagram that his, quote, heart has been broken, end quote, and he won't remain silent on the subject. NBA veteran Thabo Sefolosha says watching video of Floyd's death awakened painful memories of what happened to him 5 years ago in New York City. Sefolosha says he suffered a broken leg and other injuries while being arrested outside a Manhattan nightclub. He later settled a case alleging his civil rights were violated. In other news, MLB players have proposed a 114-game regular season, up from 82 in management's offer. That's according to a person familiar with the plan who says the counterproposal includes no additional pay cuts beyond the one players agreed to in March. Under this plan, opening day in the coronavirus-delayed season would be June 30th, and the regular season would end October 31st, nearly 5 weeks after the September 27th conclusion proposed by management. The NHL has health screening protocols in place for voluntary workouts and training camp in the hands of individual teams. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says if play resumes, players would be tested for COVID-19 daily while games are going on. That would require 25,000 to 30,000 tests at costs of millions of dollars. The league doesn't expect that amount of testing to interfere with the needs of the general public. In a NASCAR, Brad Keselowski inherited his second NASCAR Cup win of the season yesterday when Chase Elliott and Joey Logano collided as they raced for victory at Bristol Motor Speedway. I'm Jesse King.